And welcome to Calling Monster Island, where I, the host Godzilla Kid, will tell you all there is to know about Godzilla. Today, what I wanted to do, before we kicked off the kaiju bonanza of Godzilla Singular Point and, you guessed it, Godzilla vs. Kong, and leaping into the future of Godzilla, I wanted to give my top 10 favorite past Godzilla moments. And what makes this justifiable as a Godzilla moment is Godzilla, of course, has to be in the moment at literally almost all times, or at least be a key part of that moment. So movies like Frankenstein vs. Baragon or Space Amoeba won't come up on this list. Yeah, sorry, Daigoro vs. Goliath fans who want me to have the Aerobike on here, but yeah, I can't put that on here because it's not actually a Godzilla moment, if you haven't guessed that already. That's why this is Godzilla Moments. So, let's get started. So, I guess we'll start off with number 10. So, I'm actually surprised I'm putting this one this high up on the list. And the reason is because it's just kind of boring. And it doesn't seem like the correct send-off for Godzilla. What I am talking about is Shin Godzilla's ending scene, where Godzilla gets injected with a blood coagulant. Now, you might ask, why do you like this so much? I mean, you hate Shin Godzilla, so why would you even put this as number 10? Well, yeah, I don't like Shin Godzilla, but the visual effects for being completely CG are fantastic. I really don't understand how they didn't do this with a suit. I mean, it's entirely CG. Did they do this with, like, a maquette or something? I mean, the CG is really good for 2016. Like, really good. So, yeah. Let me just describe this moment real quick. So, it's not a very action-y scene, per se, but it's more the way it is shot. Godzilla, while he's marching through Tokyo, is stopped by trains. Trains filled with lots of explosives that run straight into his ankles and knock him over. Then, right after that, before he can even get up, which he probably couldn't with his tiny little arms, a bunch of oil tanker trucks, get real close to Godzilla and start pumping him full of this blood coagulant that makes his blood, I guess it makes his blood freeze? I guess that's what it does. Basically, the blood coagulant doesn't really do much except keep him in place. Really, it's not the moment itself, it's the way it's shot. Because we get to see a really big close-up of Godzilla's face, and, like, it's just a lot of cool visual effects. So that's why it is my top 10. That is why it is my number 10. Now, let's move on to number 9. Now, this moment is actually pretty cool. Now, yes, we do know that an American Godzilla film is not always what you would like to see, but this one actually wasn't terrible. Yeah, that's right. I'm talking about Godzilla King of the Monsters from 1956. Not to be mistaken with the summer blockbuster from 2019. This movie is much, much different. Doesn't have King Ghidorah, doesn't have Mothra, doesn't have Rodan. And most importantly, doesn't have our boy Behemoth. Or that weird Cthusala thing. Yeah, Scylla was not a good design at all. At all. So, basically, this moment, so, the reason this is exclusive to Godzilla King of the Monsters is because of the narration done by Raymond Burr. Yes, it is just the regular footage of Godzilla destroying the city, but it's also done by Raymond Burr's fantastic narration. And then, the building gets knocked over, and somehow Raymond Burr is like the only one who survives. Doesn't make any sense, but hey, it's a Showa Godzilla movie. Made in America. Whoever said it would make any sense? So, basically, it's the famous Godzilla Destroys the City from 1954, but with the voice acting of Raymond Burr. That's why it's not higher up. That's why it's even in this list. It's because he does a fantastic job at narrating it. Okay, let's move on to number 8. So, I was very surprised when I saw that this was actually going to be this high up. Yes, I created my own list, but I was surprised at how high I actually thought this was. Because this moment really is a fantastic spectacle, but is not all that great when you really think about it. That moment being the end fight from Godzilla vs. Space Godzilla. Now, when I say it's a fantastic spectacle, I say there's a lot of shiny colors everywhere. See, the problem with Godzilla vs. Space Godzilla is, one, it doesn't have a justifiable score. If we had some actual music by Akira Ifukube, the master Godzilla composer, then this would actually sound a lot better. But it's not. So we get this, I don't want to say dumb, because it's not bad music, but it's not the common Godzilla theme. We don't even hear the Godzilla theme in the entire movie. At least Ifukube did renditions of it for, like, literally all the movies that he made scores for. So why couldn't there have been some kind of theme for it? Now, I know we were kind of just growing used to Ifukube being the composer, but really, I mean, this just really did not feel good coming right back from Godzilla vs. Mechagodzilla 2, and that movie having a fantastic score. But this movie just underdoes it with its score. But the final fight is even worse. Instead of getting some big bombastic final end to Mechagodzilla by getting destroyed, we just see Space Godzilla get his crystal shoulders get blown off by some random robot. And then we just see Godzilla obliterate him with one blast of a heat ray? I mean, come on. I know they were trying to bring back Mothra as Mogira, but Mogira wasn't even that good. Probably his most notable appearance was in, something, a little game called Godzilla Unleashed, where his voice clips are just literally some guy with, like, a robot filter saying, Mogira. I mean, come on. It was bad. Okay, this was a disappointment. It just was. It was a very big disappointment. But this next moment was not. Number 7. Well, okay. This moment wasn't as good as I thought it would be for such a big, very well hyped up movie, but it was still pretty good. Yeah, I'm talking about Godzilla 2014, the fight in Honolulu with the male Muto and Godzilla. So, yeah. This fight isn't all that, but it's also not really that bad. It's kind of just in between. The male Muto gets some good blows on Godzilla, and Godzilla gets some good blows on the male Muto. The only problem with this scene is that, well, it's in the freaking dark! Why do they always have to do this? I mean, Toho had no problem with shooting their fighting scenes in the day. But no! All these new companies have to shoot everything in the dark. Yeah, G98 was shot in the dark, and you see how that turned out. I mean, it doesn't look good. It doesn't look good. You know, there's a lot of fire that kind of illuminates them, but that's really not enough coming from a movie that was hyped up a lot by the marketing and its fighting was not perfect. Honestly, I think that it would have matched this tone. I think it definitely matches this tone to be in the dark. But I think, you know, the reason people go to Hawaii is because there's a beach and it's sunny and it's nice. And yet you show off Honolulu's natural beauty in the dark. And you don't even really get to see Honolulu. It just looks like some random city. Now, as much of these negative stuff I have to say about this moment, it's also number 7. So, you know it's going to be pretty good. All I would say for this moment is go check it out yourself and judge it with your opinion. But I definitely don't think it is the perfect scene. Now for number 6. Well, okay. Number 6 is better. Not by a ton, but it's better. So, let me just set the scene for you. The year is 1962, and two of Earth's greatest monsters, the underdog Godzilla and the tyrant King Kong, are meeting together to fight. Talking about the final fight. No. The final fight is really good, and it's actually on this list. It's like, the final fight is on this list. But the beginning fight is, how do you say, bad. Not really bad. Not so bad that I can't watch it. Just bad. Bad enough to the point where anytime I watch this scene, I lose a little bit of respect for King Kong. And the reason is because this really isn't a fight. Okay, Godzilla's up on a cliff and Kong is walking. And Godzilla shoots him with fire and Kong runs away. Now you would think this would be way higher on the list just because of how bad it is. But it is also cool to see the King of the Monsters finally, you know, showing everybody, look, I'm cool, you know? I mean, King Kong is nice and everything, but does he really match up to Godzilla? No, he doesn't. Not at all. So, yeah, that's really the only reason it's number 6. Now, in the top five. This is just the final fight from King Kong versus Godzilla. I had to include it somewhere on this list because it's a good fight. It really is. I mean, Godzilla knocks out Kong, like, twice. There's a bunch of, like, really cool, important, like, just awesome moments. There's this one weird moment where it's, like, stop motion, and Godzilla does this weird kick and kicks Kong, like, 2 miles away. Well, not 2 miles away, obviously, but, yeah. And, it's just, it's cool. It's a cool fight. So yeah, let's move on to number four. Number four. Yeah, number four. I really should have rethought this list. Like, before I was just like, I'm gonna make a top 10 list. And this is what all the positions are going to be. Because some of these fights are actually better and you should deserve top four. You know, the fourth fight, but or the fourth whatever. But this fight is actually going to the fight in Son of Godzilla. Not the final fight, just the fight with Godzilla and the Kamacarus. Okay. And the reason it's this high up, I mean this low down, is because there's a couple times, I mean this entire scene is in the day. It's in clear daylight. And there's a couple times where boulders are thrown and stuff. And the wires are nowhere to be seen. Like, literally nowhere. I did not see a single wire when watching this. So you know they did something pretty good. Did they do something perfect? No, absolutely not. But did they do something good? Yes, yes they did. I especially love the part where Godzilla grabs this one Kumacarus by the chest and just beats him repeatedly on the ground while his limbs are falling off and just leaves his corpse there and lights it on fire, and it is amazing. It's so cool. It's like, it's just very cool. It's like Mortal Kombat meets Godzilla. So yeah. I mean, that's really why it's so low on the list. I mean, honestly, there are some other moments that deserve the top fourth more than this one. But, you know, I feel like this one, particularly because it is Son of Godzilla, just, I have a strange liking for it. So, now let's move on to number three. Now, number three is big, it's bombastic, and it goes like there is no way that if you're skimming through the Godzilla, let's say you've seen every single Godzilla movie ever, and you're skimming through them all, and you don't notice this movie, then I will say that you lied. Because there's no way you don't know this movie. Like, you don't notice this movie. Because this movie's just awesome. Godzilla vs. Destoroyah from 1995. So, the final fight with Godzilla and Destoroyah is amazing. And I have to say no more, because anyone who disagrees with me, I'm fine with you disagreeing with me. It's not my job to make you like awesome fights. But if you don't like it, that's your opinion. That's all I'm saying. So, yeah. That's my number three. Okay, we're down to the last two. Now, you know these are going to be good. And I'm actually surprised, because this comes from my favorite Godzilla movie, and it didn't make the top fight. Yes, this is the, in my opinion, the best Godzilla movie ever. It's the best Godzilla movie out there, but its fight does not compare to option one. Option two, on the other hand, is the cycle through of reused Godzilla fights with the occasional cutback to Minya and Ichiro. Yeah, this scene is actually really awesome. I love it. Because Godzilla fights, like, all kinds of different stock footage monsters, which is just okay because it's stock footage from, like, three different movies. But then, the real thing that makes it amazing is that Minya and Ichiro keep, like, calling to Godzilla back and forth. And it's just, it's really good. I like it. I have a liking for this movie. So now, my number one pick. The end-all be-all moment. Godzilla, King of the Monsters, aka Gojira, I don't know. I actually don't know how to say Godzilla, King of the Monsters, because there's like a specific name for it. It's not just like Gojira, King of Kaiju. It's like a very specific one. Let me see. I might not be able to find it. But, yeah, I can't. That's okay. My internet is actually really bad, so I can't look it up right at the moment, but, yeah, it's like Gojira Kingu of Monstaru or something like that. I don't remember what it was, but, yeah, this final fight is so good, man. It's just so good. It's like, it's just so good. I don't have any words to describe it at this moment. But you know where I do have words to describe it? My episode about Godzilla King of the Monsters. And you should go listen to that if you haven't, because it's cool. So yeah, here's my top 10 favorite Godzilla moments. If you're surprised the anime trilogy didn't make it in, then guess what? The Godzilla animes have a chance to redeem themselves. Because I'm actually going to start rewatching them. I didn't have a very good time with them when they first came out, but I'm going to rewatch them. And actually, after this month, after like the next 2 weeks, because we got Singular Point and GVK. Literally, I have nothing to do for April. Yeah, because I thought they were going to release, I thought they were going to release Singular Point in America in April, but they're releasing it now for some reason. Like, they're literally releasing it this week, so I have nothing to do for April. So guess what I'm going to do for April? I'm just going to rewatch the anime trilogy, and I'm going to cover them. So, yeah. I'm going to rewatch the anime trilogy. If you like the anime trilogy, I'm sorry. You're going to hear me trash these movies. I am, like, going to thrash these movies. Because I don't like them. I really don't, so, yeah, sorry, yeah, this has been Calling Monster Island, and I hope you have a good day. See ya later, G-Fan.